From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey has called for a coalition ground intervention in Syria. Turkey on Tuesday called for a coalition ground operation to end the war in Syria. Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said Saudi Arabia and some Western European countries have indicated such an operation is necessary.
Daesh, Türkiye'ye doğrudan tehdit oluşturuyor. Ama sadece Türkiye.
But he ruled out the possibility of Turkey undertaking unilateral action or the prospect of a joint Saudi-Turkish venture without broader consensus from the 65-member U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State. His comments come as Russian-backed government forces and Syrian Kurds advance in northern Syria closer to Turkish territory. Meanwhile, U.N. spokesman Farhan Haq said Envoy Stefan de Mistura had reached agreement in Damascus for aid convoys to reach 7 besieged areas in Syria.
Humanitarian agencies and partners are preparing convoys for these areas to depart as soon as possible in the coming days. And as the special envoy pointed out, he said in his remarks to the press in Damascus that the test will be tomorrow.
Hundreds of thousands of Syrians are believed to be trapped in those besieged areas. Uganda's presidential campaign ended Tuesday ahead of Thursday's vote that longtime opposition leader Kizza Besigye warned would be neither free nor fair. Political analyst Nicholas Sengoba says incumbent Yoweri Museveni, in power for 30 years, retains the advantage.
When you have somebody who has been in power 30 years like Museveni, almost everybody in the country, you'll find people who are grateful to him for the wealth they've made. In this sort of setup, the president has a very huge hold on public finance, the coercive arms of government, that's the army and the police.
Besigye, who has failed 3 times before to unseat Mr. Museveni, is also competing for votes with former Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi. This is VOA News.